So when Satan go there looking to accuse you of what you used to be, he can't find it. And so he make up something to accuse you. And if you don't know any better, you let him suck you in. And you paying something, suffering with something that it doesn't even belongs to you. You need to pull the record book out. Turn to page so and so, Satan. Let's read together. Let's read it. And you read this scripture to him. And he had to tuck his tail and run with his disease. He had to tuck his tail and run with his problem and get out of your life. Because you let him know under no certain terms I will tolerate this. You thief, you sucker, you thief, you. You're not going to put that on me. I'm not going to accept that. And you get out of here. You used to tell me what to do, but remember, I am your master now. Get. Old song said, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. Stood to indict us, erase it all, and our sin, our stains, so he deleted it all. And they cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and nailed how? Permanently there. As a public display of cancellation. I know it, you know it, Satan, God knows it, heaven knows it, earth knows it. Now you get that mess out of here. Don't you try to put that on me. I will not accept it. I will not tolerate this. It's all gone. Then 15 said, having spoiled principalities and power, having disarmed them, they don't have the authority to bring this kind of indictment against you. It's a public display that it's been canceled. You can't put that disease on me. You can't put that burden on me. You can't rule my life. Jesus is Lord, not you. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand something. Say, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of your roaring, your woofing. And the Bible says he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You can't devour me. I'm going to trouble you. Hallelujah. This is what the Bible says. How did he do it? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. This is what he did. I want you to see this. Hebrews chapter 2, 14. For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood. He also himself likewise took part of the same. That through death he might do what? See, you need evidence. See, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Who had the power of death? Satan. And verse 15 says, and deliver them who through what? Fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Deliver. I've been delivered, so I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of the devil. I'm not afraid of disease. I'm not afraid of what they're talking about in the news. I'm not afraid about what the devil's trying to do. I'm not afraid. How do you get there? You got to spend time with the one that told you what is true. If you don't have time to spend time with the words, something wrong with you. Amen. This word must become first, number one, first place. But seek you first the kingdom of God. Let me stay with this. Robert Hammond says, reads like this in verse 2:14, Hebrews 2:14, the robber Ham, that he might paralyze him that held the dominion of death, that is the adversary. Satan been paralyzed. I heard, I believe Brother Copeland say this years ago. I told this, some of you probably don't even remember, some of you never heard it, because it's been years ago. You hear this dude, you walking past, you know, walking down the street path. And it's a curtain up there. You can't really see, you kind of see a shadow. And you know somebody, he just a rent and rave, what I'm gonna do to you. And you get all nervous and upset. He just telling you what he's gonna do to you now. And you finally get enough nerve to pull the curtain back, and the dude sitting in a wheelchair paralyzed. Well, see, when we realize how paralyzed Satan is against the believer, he's been roaring and hollering at you, got you afraid. People, I want to make a statement. Stop that stuff and go and live your life for Christ. Stop paying attention to that stuff and go and live your life for Christ. Get yourself full of the word. Believe what God said. And go and live your life and get something. Let's get something done for the kingdom. We wasting our time with a bunch of stuff. And all it is a curse. And it can't touch us when we walk in the light of this word. You say, what if we do? I fight. And when I was in Vietnam, they shot at me, I shot back. And the Bible says plain, fight the good fight of faith. Why does he call it a good fight? When you know how to fight the good fight of faith, you fighting a fight you won't lose. But when you're fighting in fear, you're afraid you're going to lose. Listen to what the Moffat translation said. Since children then share blood and flesh, he himself participated in their nature. That means Jesus became a man just like you and me.